For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There is an article on Bleacher Report, and I know it's Bleacher Report.
Oh, nice. A bastion of journalistic integrity.
A fella named Christopher with a K, Christopher Knox, wrote the 2024 NFL trade block big board entering week one. And I don't even really, you know, I wasn't even thinking about this sort of stuff until I took a look at it and saw that there is some real Patriot implications here. Number 10 on this list is Amari Cooper, Rex Ryan's best friend. And the Kevin Knox writes the following, or Christopher Knox writes the following. Several wide receivers made our week one board because one only needs to study the Brandon Ayuk situation to understand there's a clear demand for capable wideouts. Amari Cooper, the top receiver on the board based on talent and recent production. However, the Cleveland Browns certainly won't actively shop him. He's their number one target, and there's little to be gained financially by trading him. However, there are two scenarios where Cooper could become available. In the first, Browns fall out of contention early and look to cash in before he hits the open market in 2025. In the second, Cleveland finds an opportunity to land a difference maker at another position. Cooper would be a solid get for a contender lacking a proven number one receiver like the Green Bay Packers. He would also be a tremendous addition to a team looking to develop a young quarterback such as the New England Patriots. Now, we know the Patriots were willing to give up the farm, and I think we heard today like $80 million guaranteed for Brandon Ayuk. Could they put together, would they put together a similar, maybe not quite as extreme, but a similar package to try and land an Amari Cooper?
How about no? Like,
would you want Amari Cooper?
5 years different in age? He's already 30. He's a post-30 wide receiver. No, who's been on three teams now in
Cowboys,
his NFL career.
Cowboys, Raiders, and the Raiders, right, yeah.
Three teams, 30-something receiver. Would I take him? Absolutely. But am I...
Would you
pursuing
trade,
him to be the number one? No.
Would you trade a second-round pick for him?
No.
No?
I don't think I would.
Okay.
Because he's not fulfilling what I need. I feel like I need my true number one, prime of his career, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, Garrett Wilson, whatever. He's beyond that. He's past his prime. I think he would be a great number two if you were really putting together one of these duos.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like there's duos, you mentioned it earlier, all across the NFL at
sure.
these wide receiver spots. You want to put a duo together and you tell me we got Garrett Wilson and Amari Cooper, we got T. Higgins and Amari Cooper, and now DeMario Douglas is the slot, Jalen Polk's the fourth result. Okay, now we're putting together a little something.
Now we're cooking with grease.
So I don't love it, no.
Also on this list, Mac Jones, who I think could absolutely get traded. The Raiders and the Giants could both be looking for quarterbacks. They've had some other teams, too. He had a great preseason, and they also still have C.J. Beathard, who I think is injured right now, but is another backup that they could have there for Trevor Lawrence if they wanted to explore getting a draft pick or something else for Mac Jones, who they only spent a fifth or a fourth?
What
the Patriots?
It was not a fourth.
It was a fifth. I guess it must have been a fifth then. Either way, they could probably do better than that to move on from Mac Jones now. And then there's Jonathan Jones, friend of the show.
Oh,
Jonathan Jones on this list.
But we talked to him.
I know.
Week.
The Patriots, writes Knox, don't have a very strong offensive supporting cast, and it's likely to be a very long season. At some point, it will look. The Patriots may look to sell off capable defensive pieces who won't directly impact May's development, like cornerback Jonathan Jones. Patriots already traded Matthew Judon, and while Jones didn't enter a trade request like Judon did, he's 30 years old and an impending free agent. Virtually any team in need of a proven starting corner would jump at the chance to have Jones. The Rams, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, both playoff hopefuls, would be eager to swing a deal. This sort of, and I don't know if Jonathan Jones is going to be the guy or what, but he does, I mean, he does sort of fit the profile of an older player, someone who's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. And if this is going to be a rebuilding type season, you would imagine that there's going to be offers pouring in for a guy like him, or maybe some other players on the defense. And do the Patriots start taking those calls? Do they start maybe selling off some pieces? If you're really rebuilding, that sort of seems like what rebuilding teams do, doesn't it?
Sure. I think they absolutely should. And I think you could even paint it respectfully, like give him a chance to go play meaningful football in December, January,
sure.
right? He's going to be a free agent, all those things, except for the comments from Elliot Wolf in the Boston Herald today
right.
where he, you know, we could never disrespect the game in terms of tanking, and that's not what we're building here, and all those different things.
That means losing on purpose, but, you know.
I mean, you
when's the trade deadline? Week 8?
Yeah-ish, right
so
around
if they're
there, just before Halloween.
2-6 at week 8, you know, I mean, then you're already sort of tanking.
But if you trade one of your best defensive players at a thin position, a house of cards cornerback, then don't give me your high horse, we're not tanking crap.
Right.
Like, that's not... You could always pull a Bill out and say we did what was in the best interest of the football team, and that's
right.
fine.
And your
and I'd agree
philosophy
with you.
In the before week 1 could be different than it is at week 8, you know?
Yeah, I mean, not when you're as high horsey as Wolf is in the Herald today. Like... He was pretty bad in that. Again, I would trade Jonathan Jones, but I'm not trying to win games this year, and I don't sit on a high horse.
I wouldn't be able to get up there.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I know. I try to beat people to the punch with the short jokes.
Try me with the like B Rabbit kind of, right? You know,
yeah.
Getting in there before
absolutely
before the rest of the guys can.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.